Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransom soul is here. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought. Dark veil, I fear no ill. With you, dear Lord, beside me, your rod and staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide. You spread a table in my sight, your unction grace bestowing, and oh, what transport of delight from your pure chalice flowing. And so through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing praise within your house forever.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days? Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is as nothing in your sight, a mere breath, the man who stood so firm, a mere shadow, the man passing by, a mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sin and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit? You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this, God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning, and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I put my trust in the word of the Lord.
All my hope is in Him.
From the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has set out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, I say, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied and the years of your life increased.
He who corrects an arrogant man earns insult. And he who reproves a wicked man incurs opprobrium. Reprove not an arrogant man, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he becomes still wiser. Teach a just man, and he advances in learning. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. If you are wise, it is to your own advantage, and if you are arrogant, you alone shall bear it. The woman Folly is fickle. She is inane and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house upon a seat on the city heights, calling to passerbys as they go on their straight way. Let whoever is simple turn in here, or lacks understanding, for to him I say, stolen water is sweet, and bread begotten secretly is pleasing. Little he knows that the shades are there, that in the depths of the netherworld are her guests. The word of the Lord. A man once prepared a great banquet and sent his servants out to tell the guests,
come, all is ready.
Come, eat my bread and drink the wine which I have mixed for you.
Come, all is ready.
From a commentary on the book of Proverbs by Procopius of Gaza, Bishop. Wisdom has built herself a house. God the Father's power, himself a person, has fashioned as his dwelling place the whole world in which he lives by his activity, and also man, who created to resemble God's own image and likeness, has a nature which is partly seen and partly hidden from our eyes. And she has set up seven pillars. To man, who was made in the image of likeness of Christ when the rest of creation was completed, wisdom gave the seven gifts of the Spirit to enable him to believe in Christ and to keep his commandments. By means of these gifts, the spiritual man grows and develops until, through firm faith and the supernatural graces he receives, he finally reaches maturity. Knowledge stimulates virtue, and virtue reflects knowledge. The fear of the Lord, understanding, and knowledge give the true orientation to his natural wisdom. Power makes him eager to seek understanding of the will of God as revealed in the laws by which the entire creation is governed. Counsel distinguishes these most sacred and eternal laws of God from anything opposed to them, for these laws are meant for man to ponder, to proclaim,
and to fulfill. Insight disposes man to embrace these expressions of God's will and to reject whatever contravenes them. She has mingled her wine in a bowl and spread her table. Because the word of God has mingled in man as in a bowl, a spiritual and a physical nature, and has given him a knowledge both of creation and of himself as the creator, it is natural for the things of God to have on man's mind the inebriating effect of wine. Christ himself, the bread from heaven, is his nourishment, enabling him to grow in virtue. And it is Christ who quenches his thirst and gladdens him with his teaching. For all who desire to share in it, he has prepared this rich banquet, the spiritual feast. She has sent forth her servants with a sublime message that all are to come to the bowl and drink. Christ has sent forth his apostles, the servants of his divine will, to proclaim the message of the gospel, which, since it is spiritual, transcends both the natural and the written law. By this, he calls us to himself, in whom, as in a bowl, there was brought about by the mystery of the incarnation a marvelous mingling of the divine and human natures, although each still remains distinct. And through the apostles, he cries out, "Is anyone foolish? Let him turn to me." If anyone is so foolish as to think in his heart that there is no God, let him renounce his disbelief and turn to me by faith. Let him know that I am the maker of all things and their Lord. And to those who lack wisdom, he says, "Come, eat my bread and drink the wine that I have prepared for you." To those who still lack the works of faith and the higher knowledge which inspires them, he says, "Come, eat my body, the bread that is the nourishment of virtue, and drink my blood, the wine that cheers you with the joy of true knowledge and makes you divine. For in a wonderful way, I have mingled my divinity with my blood for your salvation."
Wisdom has built herself a house. She has set up seven pillars.
She has prepared her wine and spread her table.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
She has prepared her wine and spread her table.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.